This is the time for praise and reflection. This is a time of self-involvement. Now, self-involvement is not ego. It's not, oh, me, myself, and I. Self-involvement is tuning to the Christ presence within. It's tuning to your destiny. It's tuning to your loveliness. So as you will proceed, as you will delight, as you will expand your horizons. So expand your horizons means allowing yourself to enjoy your presence, allowing yourself to enjoy your nurturance. So we have Isis here. Oh my gosh, do we have Isis here? And so when I say, oh my gosh, it's because the energies are just propelling us into our future destination, into our natural stance. So they want me to explain this. Our future destination and our natural stance are simultaneous admissions. In other words, like equals like. And so what we're doing is we're permitting our natural commodity. So just think of how we've all been socialized. It's like, don't speak unless spoken to, or mind your manners. Like, we're given all these socializations where we condense our light. We dim it down. We dim it down. It's sort of like, is this okay with everyone? A little dimmer? I'll keep going. You let me know. So this is the time, again, there's no error, because we were assigned to this task. We were assigned to this destination. So we all sort of assimilated. We want to like really take comfort in that. And they want us to like acknowledge this, that we all assimilated to the working class. What they mean is to 3D. You've got to work, you got to strive, because you're separate from anything you need. You're separate from approval. So you got to prove yourself worthy. So that's working class status. Now, as we assume our arrival, as we assume our natural position, as we assume our natural destiny, it is our time for advancement. So the energies that are coming through, they it's like rainbow energy, but it's got like this pearl essence to it. It's like sparkly and gosh, I've never seen it look this way, honestly. And so what it's doing is, as I'm receiving it personally, it's just sort of ricocheting. It's ricocheting like all around me. So this is about our emphasis. In other words, allowing yourself to come back to your true admission. In other words, to speak your truth. So the most important person we need to speak our truth to is our own self, our own entitlement, to really hear our own praising, to really hear our own worth, to really hear that which wants to advance through us. So each of us are healers, each of us are seers, and we're all returning to that natural status. Now, in order to do that, we have to self-evolve. In other words, we have to permit ourselves to respond to our own awakening. So this is very essential that we stop performing. So performing is how it looks to another, how it looks to your spouse, how it looks to your neighbor, how it looks, you know, and the laundry list goes on. Because as we do that, they're saying we circumcise, like we stop. We stop and we alter and prepare. And so the emphasis, the draw, is on our external reality. Now we're dreaming that external reality. So in essence, the emphasis is on our dream versus our locomotion. In other words, versus our true reality. And so as we permit ourselves, now that's very, they're saying that word's very important, permit. We must permit. It's not going to happen automatically because we gave it prior instructions. So we're the ones like reprogramming the computer. We're the ones going to the processing machine and making adjustment. Now that's an action step. It's not like we're just going to sit here and the energies are just, shoot, there we go, I'm enlightened. It's an action step. In terms of permission, in terms of allowance, in terms of extending ourselves kindness. we are all very good at being kind to others because that empathetic heart, we understand the needs and sufferings of others. What we're coming to permit is our own occurrence. In other words, how to be as pleasing to ourselves, not our ego self, but our true nature. So that's what we're entitled to, and that needs a little bit of practice. Honoring the divine within, honoring your allowance within, permitting it to have a voice. If you suddenly feel compelled to eat blueberries 3 times a day, every day for a week, permitting your higher truth to come through. We're all healers. We're all healers. We're all channelers. I guarantee it. They guarantee it. So what we're doing is coming back to our own acquaintance. We each have gifts that we've been learning, that we've been mastering in many incarnations. And they want to add that, not just on the incarnations on the earth plane, but many experiences, they're saying far and wide. So I literally see myself on another in another dimensional reality. I am most definitely not human. So this is where we want to expand our richness. We want to expand our vision to become visionaries, to go beyond the normal transference, to go beyond the normal occurrence. And so as we do this, we step into our old clothing. We step into our own transformative existence. So we allow ourselves our true nature beyond the earth plane, beyond this particular lifetime. Because what we're accelerating is our own staying power, our own endurance. So as we allow ourselves to go beyond mind, to go beyond our attachment to form, to permit ourselves to know our true entitlement, our true destiny, our true involvement. In other words, in English, to allow ourselves, there we go, I just felt like click, click, expansion. We're receiving our multidimensional platform. Because out of this energy, out of this knowingness, we create, we move heaven and earth, and we create the new earth. We create the new consciousness because we are permitting ourselves to sing. We are permitting ourselves to dance. We are permitting ourselves to uplift ourselves into common denominator, into common reality. Now, they want me to explain this. We are all gathered together, as it will, in another dimensional occurrence. So as we all came to our cell phones, our laptops, whatever, and it's like we are gathered together, this offering is occurring on a multidimensional sequencing. So what we're all receiving, and here comes Isis again, what we're all receiving is our true endowment. Now, as we receive this in unity, because remember, this is about unity consciousness. It's not like, oh, look at my book, look what I did. This is about unity consciousness. We are each like spokes of the same wheel. And as we come in unity, and then we part ways, they want me to explain this. Because like, let's just say today, at some point this will end, we in the physical, we will part ways. But they're saying we're entitled to know we never leave our station. In other words, the totality of claim is possible, is enduring, is life-bearing. In other words, bringing real life through us, through our locomotion. In other words, through the words that we speak, through the frequency that we hold and transfer, through the words that we're committed perhaps to write that book. But it's very essential to understand you are not the author of that book. They're saying, do we get someone's attention there? You are not the author of that book. You are not the author of that workshop. you can receive the green back. You can receive the collection. That's okay. But what you want to acknowledge is the Christ being birthed within you that is bringing forth the wares, that is bringing forth the information, that is bringing forth the divine inheritance for all to share. So as we open up to that group consciousness, as we open up to that unity of truth, it flows through to be a blessing. And as it blesses through us, we receive our endowment. Because the blessings just came through us. We're holding the energy. We're holding that abundance. We're holding that sacred wisdom. In essence, we're becoming less the old scribe, the old predictable value, the ego that believed in separation. So as we unite in that sacred heart where there's only unity, where there's only love, where the alchemist of true birthing, then these energies, these blessings will flow through and they will carry us. So whatever you need, housing, food, whatever it may be, relationship, partnership, whatever is called for in your life path that you called forth, your higher self deemed was a requirement, will come to you effortlessly. But because we're entitled to our new station, this is where light workers are kind of shifting and fumbling and trying to find their way. It's like the picture I'm looking at, it's like they're looking through the script saying, what page are we on? What page are we on? I can't find my page. Because you're entitled for more, you're entitled for upgrade. So when you're plowing along with your egoic script, and we've already left that script. And so some of us are fumbling saying, where do I go? What page are we on? What do I do? I'm lost. Excuse me. The reason that we're feeling somewhat temporarily lost is because we've been upgraded. And so when you try to manifest abundance in whatever form, from that linear focus, it won't work. It won't work because we're no longer at that station. We are the liberators of consciousness. So to liberate others, we must perform at our highest. We must come on board. So what we're doing is releasing the belief in separation. When we separate today, we're not separating at all. We're releasing that belief in separation. We're releasing that belief in lack. We're coming into unity with our divine abundance, our divine knowledge. And out of that do all our blessings flow. Because whatever it is we have contracted to experience that we need to perform in our divine appointment will appear. They're showing me the High Priestess card. It will appear. As we perform, it's sort of like we're the musicians. We have to start the music. And the music is a vibrational agreement. It's a vibrational alignment. This is where walking out on that branch, we don't get to play it safe anymore. Because who needs another successful linear conquest? That's sort of what's running amok. A lot of, I can produce abundance, watch me. We got that, we understand that. And that's keeping us very stuck because then it's always self-interest. So this is sort of like the School of Hard Knocks today. And we're all doing it on some level. And so that's what's being purged from us. It's a purification today. So I want to be of service. I want to be of service. So let's stop right there. It's as I release the I, the concept of I, and allow universal energies to flow, allow the divine to flow, allow unity consciousness to flow, then through me, it's not I, but the Father through me. It is not I, but the God is through me. It is not I, but divinity through me that does all things. All your needs will be met. It's very important that we understand that the praise is our divine self, our higher self. Whatever words you want to start using, come into formation, come into alignment, that it's the Christ self, it's your divine self that's going to perform the miracles, that's going to take you up a notch, that's going to solve the problems that on the linear you're sitting there like with the calculator and the pencil and it's like, I can't make ends meet, I can't do this, I can't create the healing I need to live. Some of you, one of you in particular. From the linear, you're right, you can't. But you're not the one doing it. It's not your life, it's the Christ living through you. It's the divine living through you that can do all things. So what we're doing is coming into agreement, coming into alignment with what we set as an intention. It's the reason we came through this timeline, this particular time marker. So we've been wondering, kind of don't fit into mass consciousness. What's going on? Who am I? This is what you've been waiting for. It's like the part of the play. It's like, okay, my turn. Time to enter the stage. Each of us have an opportunity to take it a step higher, to move into higher awareness where we leave our old lifestyle. It doesn't mean that you have to give up people, places, and things, unless you do. But it's allowing the circuitry to be ignited. Now, each of us are receiving downloads, and so what you want to remember is that energy is looking for placement. It's looking for assurance. It's looking for a place to reside. What you want to do is permit your life to get good and to get better and to get better still when it becomes no longer your life. When spirit, when your higher self that's looking for entrance is living through you. And all you got to do is respond. All you got to do is follow. So some of us are still in need of healings regarding past tendencies, addictions, defense mechanisms, whatever it may be. As you allow the upgrade, as you allow the truth to be heard and witnessed by you, the most important person you can heal on this planet is yourself. As you do, you will be taken to those opportunities where you can serve what you have now understood, integrated, mastered. As you come into a place of serving the higher heart, as you come into a place of serving your divine contract, all will be given. All is entitled. All shall be received. So they're asking us to receive these energies now. Receive these offerings in honor of all those on the planet that are ready to be served by the Christ presence. Now that means some are due for an upgrade and some are due for a witnessing of what you're going to share with them. So as we receive, they're saying to have a place of honor for our own divine presence. Because as we hold the energies, as we integrate them, that's our place of service. It most likely will come with a book or a workshop or whatever it is. but it begins with our own knowing. It begins with our own allowance. And so you don't have to work from the mind. What do I do? What do I do? The victory is as you receive in your higher heart. The ideas will flow. The remembrances will flow. The natural healing abilities will flow. The opportunities will flow. So as we receive these offerings, we do this on behalf of our brethren, of our brothers and sisters in light, each waking up in their own awareness, in their own rite of passage. So we offer these energies, we offer these frequencies on behalf of world consciousness, all those in positions of hearing their higher self and making decisions on behalf of unity consciousness. Let them receive these energies now. Let them be the first to signal readiness for new ideas. New ideas, listening to truth, responding to their own higher heart. So when we want to make a difference, we make a difference and we make an impact by offering that which we're entitled to world consciousness, to all those that are realizing there's another way, there's a higher way. And as we do this, we heal the world. As we heal our own world, our own consciousness. So as we seal this activation, we do this in honor and respect for the path that we're on, the path that we're entitled to. And as you receive these energies, as you receive these light codes, allow the energies to shift all areas, home life, finances, physical health, old beliefs, challenges from upbringing, whatever it may be. See the energies shifting and bringing new perspective. As we've been stating, it's not always that it's like an instant miracle. Very often, it is a new awareness so that we can make the shift, so that we can part ways. The reason being is as we come to heal our own awareness, we're very, they're giving this to me in light language and I have to translate here. We're of more value. Because then we can teach it as we understand ourselves, as we heal ourselves. Let us pray. So beautiful, so beautiful. Each of you, please receive that. Please receive that in truth. Okay, so what we're going to do now is